market.
Dallas needs an early Christmas present tomorrow night in New Orleans with a victory over the Saints. Game time, 7:15. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 5, post-game afterwards on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 8:41 on The Ticket. Daryl Razor Ray joins us here in about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll talk about the week that was for the Stars. First, we have some ticket culture and pop culture that... Gordo, you're not alone on this. I need to get a little caught up on this. I do remember the bit, though, when we originally talked about it.
Yeah, this is actually kind of an embarrassing admission. But I think most P1s are much better P1s than I am. Because for some reason or another, you know, it's 10 o'clock and I kind of power down from the ticket for a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I miss a lot of the shtick that goes on, and I have P1s come up to me and start uttering these ticket quotes or mentioning some story that Corby or Dan told, and I don't know what they're talking about, but I always try to fake it. Well, one of those things that I didn't pay attention to when it happened and has become part of ticket lore is the "it's fun to do bad things."
Yes.
Okay, now these signs are back behind college game day.
Every week.
Mm-hmm. And any event that we do, somebody's got a sign that says it. And you know, people sign their emails with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's their sign-off. But I don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, this was audio that Bad Radio found several years ago, and it's from Latarian Milton, who... says it's fun to do bad things and enjoys doing hood rat stuff with his friends. And he became a national story when he basically jacked his grandmother's car. He stole it and went driving around, and it was very disturbing because he was like 5 or 6 when he did this. Oh, he's 7. Okay. Still, 7-year-old behind the wheel. And they interviewed him, and there's part of this that's really funny, and there's part of it that's very tragic because, I mean, my gosh, he's a little 7-year-old, and he's already talking like this. What sort of life is he going to have? And it looks like his grandmother, you know, is trying to do the best she can, but I think his mom was a crack addict, and it's very sad what happened in his family. But his attitude, cockiness, and just meh attitude is just unbelievable. And, yeah, this is, and I remember, Junior, you were into this audio a couple years ago because I think you reintroduced it.
Did I?
Yeah, I think you did about all the hood rat stuff. So, yeah, this is Latarian and being interviewed after being, I don't think they actually took him to jail, but police had to...
Busted
him. And,
for stealing his grandma's car.
Yeah, and you tell me, is he going to live a life of crime?
Latarian Milton is not your typical 7-year-old. Few his age have ever driven an SUV up and down several busy streets. It all started at his mother's townhouse. Latarian says he took the car keys and hopped into his grandmother's Dodge Durango.
When I came through the back door, I looked on the counter, my keys were gone.
I took my grandma's car because I got mad at my mom, and then I suddenly had my friend come in, and he smoked with cigarettes.
He started the vehicle and put it into gear.
I yanked the thing.
And off they went, 2 7-year-olds alone on the road. Latarian drove several miles through Lake Park in Palm Beach Gardens.
We got the one call that I told you about of a driver in the vehicle who looked too short to be able to see over the steering wheel.
Along the way, he ran over 2 mailboxes, hit 2 parked cars in a Costco parking lot, and struck 2 moving cars near Walmart.
I want to do it because it's fun. Fun to do bad things and drive into a car.
But did you know that you could perhaps kill somebody?
Yes, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff with my friend.
It all ended on Investment Lane and Consumer Drive. That's where Latarian hit the curb and sideswiped the sign. The SUV took most of the beating, snapping off one of his axles and wheels. A grandmother's rage.
I want to whip his behind. That's what I want to do right now. If I thought they wouldn't take me to jail, I'd whip his behind right now.
You don't think he should be punished for all of this?
Just a little bit, no video games for a whole weekend.
And one unusual story for police.
Are you sorry?
Yes.
You understand that now your grandma's going to have to pay to have those cars fixed. Because you hit those cars.
Can my mom help him?
And then all of a sudden it kind of started to sink in on, can my mom?
George just showed me a picture of Latarian.
And he is so cocky.
Yeah,
he just kind of has a smirk on his face.
Kind of pudgy and don't care about nothing.
You realize you could have killed someone? Yeah, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff for my friends.
He had an immediate answer. You could have killed someone. Yeah, but I wanted to do hood rat stuff.
Oh, man, that's sad.
It is sad. And hopefully his grandmother will get a hold of him and, you know, and write his path. But, yeah, it's pretty tragic when a seven-year-old carjacks his grandmother's...
How can he drive? I don't understand how he made it so many miles.
I know.
Well, did he? I mean, he took out... fire hydrants. He took out mailboxes and
what happened?
An axle.
Front axle snap.
Snapped an axle. I mean, I don't know if he really made it. Took out a couple of cars.
I remember one time, I must have been probably 13. I took my brother's Camaro out driving.
Oh, my gosh.
By myself.
That's doing hood rat stuff.
Yeah, I was doing hood rat stuff, yet I had no friend in the car with me.
You didn't have an accomplice?
No accomplice. And I was rounding a corner, and I overcorrected, went over a curb, spun out in a parking lot. My heart was beating so hard.
I was going to abandon
my hood rat ways right then and there.
What is a hood rat?
Just a little kid from the hood.
Yeah. From the hood. Not a little kid on the hood of a car.
No.
He's doing hood rat stuff. Okay. He's doing stuff in the hood.
A hood rat's not a kid. A hood rat is just a guy.
Yeah. Okay.
But... yeah, that was the one time that I took a car. Actually, my brother let me. You know, my parents didn't know about it, but my brother let me take his car. It's during church, too.
Oh, is that
my
bad?
Gosh. That's bad?
Is that bad?
Yes.
It scared me to death.
But the age of seven, though, that's so ahead of...
Yeah, I was 13, and I was barely in control of this thing. That kid's seven.
With cigarettes.
But it's fun to do bad things. Smoke cigarettes.
All right, so thank you for
there's the story.